لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود وقوم إبراهيم وقوم لوط وأصحاب مدين وكذب موسى فأمليت للكافرين ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان نكير. فكأين من قرية أهلكناها وهي ظالمة فهي خاوية على عروشها وبئر معطلة وقصر مشيد. أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها أو آذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. ويستعجلونك بالعذاب ولن يخلف الله وعده وإن يوما عند ربك كألف سنة مما تعدون. وكأي من قرية أمليت لها وهي ظالمة ثم أخذتها وإلي المصير. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. You have just heard the recitation of verses 42 till 48 of Surah Al-Hajj. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to propagate the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the people used to oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to reject the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And naturally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feel upset. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him that there's no need for you to get upset. وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَعَادٌ وَثَمُودٌ وَقَوْمُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَقَوْمُ لُوطٍ وَأَصْحَابُ مَدْيَنَ وَكُذِّبَ مُوسَى. If the disbelievers, they belie you, that before them, the nation of Nuh, they belied Nuh alayhi salam. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam also went through this. The nation of Ad, they belied Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. The nation of Samud, they belied their prophet Salih alayhi salam. And the nation of Ibrahim and the nation of Lut, they also belied their prophets. And the people of Madian, they went against Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Jews, the Yahud, they also belied Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So there's no need for you to feel negative and to feel upset. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala further says, فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ ثُمَّ أَخَصْتُهُمْ. And I have given grace to the disbelievers, and then I catch them. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. And how is my censure? In this verse, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala encourages Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to look at things positively. Each and every one of us in life, we go through so many challenges. Sometimes in our domestic life, social life, business, economics, politics, in all aspects of life, every human being goes through some challenges. There's no single human being that comes in this world that comes without any challenges. Life is full of tests. And Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will test the people by instilling fear in them. Taking our lives of family members, decreasing your wealth, and so many other things, we will test the people. So life is full of challenges. Much depends on how a person approaches life. If a person approaches life with a positive mindset, then the outcome of that will be positive. And if the person approaches life with a negative mindset, then the outcome of it will be negative. Much depends on how a person approaches life. It is stated that two people were in prison, and both of them had to peep out of the window. One person then told to his colleagues, it's not worth it being outside because there's too much of mud outside. But the other person peeped out of the window, and he didn't see the mud, he saw the flowers outside. So he told to his colleague, we better be outside because a lot of flowers outside. So it all depends what you make out of life. Whether you look at the mud of life or whether you look at the flowers of life. One cup of water, there's half glass of water in it. One person, his approach is, there's only half glass of water. We want more. He will never be happy and content. He wants to fill up the glass with the other half. But the other person will look at a glass of water and say, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, there's half a glass of water. One person will look at a rose and he will admire the petals of the rose and he will want to go and take the rose. He has that positive approach. But another person, he will look at the rose and at the bottom he will see the thorns and he will stay away. And he will say that I can't go by the rose, And I can't benefit from the petal of the rose because of the thorns that are there. So it all depends on how you approach life. If you have a positive approach in life, then the outcome is going to be positive. It is mentioned about Talut alayhi salam and Dawud alayhi salam. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Talut alayhi salam to go into war against Jalut, to the tyrant ruler of that time. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam was a young boy. So when Talut and Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam saw Jalut, so a discussion took place between them two. Talut said that I cannot attack Jalut because he's a huge mighty man. Very difficult to attack him. That was his approach. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, it's very easy to attack him. The fact that he's huge and mighty, I'll never miss him. So it's the type of approach that you have in life. It is said that it all depends how you approach life. Do you drive life or are you driven in life? Are you the master of your destiny? That you control your affairs, you have a positive approach, you reach your destination. But if you are driven and you are the slave of your destiny, then somebody else is going to drive you. So take control of your affairs, be positive and move ahead in life. Life, 10% of it is about making, about effort. The remaining 90% of life is about taking. Everything is there. Little effort and sacrifice you make, you'll be positive and you'll be successful. Once there was a father and a son. The son was irritating the father. So the father wanted to get rid of the son, but he was a soft-natured person. So he saw a piece of paper, a newspaper. He took the newspaper, he tore it up in pieces. And he told to his young son, son, you see this paper is all a puzzle. I want you to put it together. And if you put it together, then I will give you 50 pounds. Son got very happy. 50 pounds to put the puzzle together. But the father also thought, at least by the time the son finishes the puzzle, 3-4 hours will go away, I won't get irritated in work, I'll do my work constructively. Father started his work. 15 minutes down the line, the son came again and said, Papa, I have done the puzzle. The father was shocked, surprised. What was supposed to be done in 3-4 hours, and the son finished it off in 15 minutes. And it was true, he put the whole puzzle right. The father asked him, how you manage that? He said, when I was around you, I saw the newspaper. On the other side of the newspaper, there was a picture of a person. So, what I did was, that I followed the picture of the person and I put the puzzle right. Someplace the head was there, someplace the nose was there, someplace the hand was there, sometimes the leg was there. So, I just followed that picture and in a positive way, I put the puzzle right. Father had a negative approach, son had a positive approach. So, it all depends what you make out of life. It is stated at the Battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one sahabi, count how many people are here. So they counted 313. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a good omen, positive approach. He said, there were also 313 with Talut, in which Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam was there, and there was victory in that, they were victorious in that. So here also we are 313, we also be victorious. And that's what it turned out to be. Positive approach. When you look at a lemon, don't say it is bitter, don't say it is sour. Say how you can make the juice out of the lemon. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem about a relationship between the husband and the wife. The husband always complains about the wife. She nags, she's this, she's that. Normal situation happens everywhere. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْءٍ وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Don't only look at the negative things of the woman. Surely she must have got some good. So if you're going to search for the good that is in her, then most definitely you'll find the good in her. So don't focus only on the negative things. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in prison, the king of that time saw a dream. The 7 weak cattle, they are devouring and eating 7 healthy cattle. And 7 corns green, 7 corns are dry. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam interpreted the dream. He told that drought is going to come. But he didn't focus only on the negative aspect of the dream. He also showed the alternative. And he told him how to go about with it, how you should be positive, and how you should turn around the whole situation. Take the wheat, keep it aside for the time of, at the time of drought, it will be useful, it will be beneficial. One person, one king, he saw a dream that all his teeth is out. So he called one person who knew how to interpret dreams and asked him what the interpretation of the dream. So a person had a negative approach. He said, oh, all your teeth are out, all your children, your wife, your family, all are going to die in your presence. That's the truth. That's the interpretation of the dream. The king was very sensitive at that time. So he took that person, he told his courtiers, take him and put him in jail. Why are you talking to me like that? So call another person who can interpret dreams. So that person knew the mindset of the king and he had an upper positive approach. He told the king, oh, mashallah, what a wonderful dream you have. Allah is going to bless you with a very, very long life. Same thing, when somebody has a very long life, then his wife, children, grandchildren, everybody is going to die in front of him. But it is the approach that you had that had an effect on it. Look at lawyers, solicitors. I yet have to come across a lawyer where you present a case to him and you ask the lawyer, you think you have a chance to win. Which lawyer is going to say, no, you're not going to win? Every lawyer will tell you, no, you definitely have a chance to win. I'll make sure that I will take out the law and I'll prove before the judge your case. It's a different issue after he argues and then he may just lose the case. But look at the positive approach he has, because he wants to make money out of it. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us about how you should take the issues of life, be positive, don't be negative, and with that approach, inshallah, you'll be successful in life. This is Suratul Hajj. When a person goes for Hajj, Haji, he makes tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif, he goes to Mina, he goes to Arafah, he goes to Muzdalifah, and all the time he's making dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, very positive. He's cleansed from all sins, and now when he's returning home, still maintain that positive approach. And see, that how I was hopeful from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Makkah Mukarramah, in Medina Munawwara, I made dua, I'm hopeful that all my duas are accepted, I'm hopeful that my sins are cleansed. Now, we have to go home with the same attitude, with the same approach, and say that I'm going to continue my life as I expected it to be in Makkah Mukarramah. Read your 5 daily salah, continuing all the good things, and concentrate on your akhlaq, your character and conduct, and ascend the path of ruhaniyat and spirituality. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says further, فَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ فَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا وَبِئْرٍ مُعَطَّلَةٍ وَقَصْرٍ مَشِيدٍ. Then how many towns we have destroyed, whereas the inhabitants of the town were wrongdoers and the roofs of the house have been put on the floor, destroyed. And how many abandoned wells there are, and how many beautiful castles have been abandoned and left. When people are disobedient, Allah's azab, Allah's punishment come down. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعَقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانُ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Don't people traverse an earth and they have hearts through which they could understand the situation on earth, or they have ears through which they could hear what have happened to the people on that land? فإنها لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. The reality is, the eyes are not blind. The eyes of the disbelievers, they are not blind, they can see. But the heart that is in the chest, that is blind. They're in a state of denial, they don't want to accept, they don't want to agree. If any person is in a pursuit of the truth, and if he's sincere and honest, he'll find the truth. But if a person is in a state of denial, he doesn't want to understand the truth, he's always defending himself, he'll never see the truth. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ وَلَيُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ. The disbelievers often, they need to come and tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you talked about Allah's punishment coming down. The day of Qiyamah is going to come, the world is going to come to an end. So why don't you tell Allah to send that azab down? So that we may see what you are saying. So Allah refers to that, that they hasten from you, they ask from you quickly the azab of Allah, but Allah will never go against His promise. The punishment will definitely come down, but it won't come down according to your demands. Allah will do whatever He has to do. Allah dictates. Allah does whatever He wants to. Nobody dictates to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Allah does whatever He wants to do. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. And one day, in the sight of your Rabb, in the akhirat, in the hereafter, will be equivalent to 1,000 years of the time that you count in this world. According to another verse of the Quran Kareem, you understand that one day of the akhirat, of the hereafter, is equivalent to 50,000 years. One day alone, and the life of the hereafter is infinite, never to come to an end. وَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ أَمْلَيْتُ لَهَا وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ ثُمَّ أَخَصْتُهَا. And how many towns, the inhabitants of the towns, we have given them grace and respite, whereas the inhabitants of the town were wrongdoers. They violated the laws of Allah. They were disobedient. And then, after giving them grace and respite, they did not change. They did not reform. Then we caught them with our punishment. وَإِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. And to me is the people's return. In these verses we understand the consequence of those people that are disobedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Those that are obedient, they get enveloped and wrapped up in the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And those that are disobedient, they incur the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a haji goes for hajj, he has this in front of him all the time. How I can be obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So that's the environment in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara. It's an environment of nur, barakat. The person performs his salat, always want to be obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When he returns home, then he has the challenge of the negative environment. And that is where he has to fight his nafs, fight the shaitan, and also continue being obedient to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for him to continuously get the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to stay away from the azab and the punishment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give the tawfiq and hidayah to understand the contents of the Quran Kareem, the message of the Quran Kareem, and may Allah tabarak wa grant all the hujjaj hajj mabrur and hajj maqbool. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.